Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
We have a very special guest here in the studio. And last time this guest was here, we spoke about cultivating our inner happiness. And today, Eloise Tompkins is back for a more personal journey to happiness. She's an embodiment coach, a psychologist who helps people of all walks of life develop confidence, overcome adversity, and live their best lives with a commitment to creating a safe space for everyone that she works with, empowering them to unlock their highest potential. Welcome back, Eloise.
Hi, Rach. Hi, Dean. How are you
both? Hello.
Great. Now,
we loved having you on the show the last time you were here. It was just a wonderful way to start our day. We really loved it.
I love being here, and it was so nice to be able to talk all things joy and happiness, and I think it's such important topics. And I was having a think, Dean, just before we continue, as to where you were. I'm like, where can he be? Are you in Warrnambool?
I am not in Warrnambool.
Oh, dang.
All right. The computer has decided to undie itself. And
love it.
We've got some messages through, so let's put the guesses out there. Little Jace has said, is it cold at Bell's Beach?
I don't know because I'm in a room.
Well, someone else who has no name has said, are you in Phillip Island?
Oh, I do love Phillip Island, but I don't think the internet connection would be as good for me and I wouldn't be on the radio with you all.
Simo from the Paris End of St Kilda Easter said Bell's Beach.
Oh, okay. We're getting lots of ticks for that.
Andy has said, is Dean in Geelong?
Oh, see, look, everyone, when it comes to beaching, when it comes to surfing, you never quite know where I'm going to be. Well, you're going to have to stay tuned to find out where I am. We've got one more big clue coming your way, but let's get on to our chat with Eloise. Now, Eloise, last time you were here, we spoke about some of the ways we can find happiness in our lives. And we had a question left at the bottom of the page that we never got to actually ask you, and it was about authenticity. Do you think that by living authentically to who we are and how we identify, that we're more likely to live a more happy, fulfilled life?
100%. I think that when you are authentic, which is essentially just who you truly are, and combined with how you act in the world, then yeah, I think that definitely cultivates a sense of authenticity and also happiness, because you're no longer trying to pretend to be someone that you're not. And I think for me, and I don't know whether this is the same for like a lot of queer people out there, I think people can have lots of different experiences, but in a world where we are kind of exposed to hetero being the norm, it can be really difficult it was for me anyway, to kind of find myself in that space where that's not the norm. And so it can also make it difficult to find your authenticity, because you're trying so hard to find that in a space that hasn't essentially been designed for you.
True. Now, very personally, can we ask you about your coming out story? When was it? What was it like for you to come out?
Yeah, I think before I answer that, I guess I want to backtrack a little, because for me, it's almost a sense of the work that I do with my clients is all about authenticity and all about discovering who they are, discovering who they want to be in the world, or not even who they want to be in the world, but who they are so that they can be that person in the world. And part of the way I live my life, or the way that I want to live my life, is to be that person and to kind of walk the talk. I think that it's really important to be able to model those things to people. And so for me, it was very much about wanting to model that for other people so that I could show people that it's okay to be who you are. But I also wasn't okay with who I was. Well, I didn't know who I was. So yeah, I don't know. Like, I think for me, my journey very much has been an ongoing one. And it started, you know, back in high school, where I'd notice feelings towards girls that I couldn't quite explain, and just push down, because growing up in a smaller country town, not even frowned upon, it just wasn't spoken about. So wasn't my experience. And then had an experience in my 20s where, like Katy Perry said, I kissed a girl and I liked it. And I was like my body was just saying no. Like it was too scary for my body. I didn't trust the feelings that were coming up, or I didn't like them. They were too intense. So I squashed them back down. And then I remember last year, I was just like, I can't keep dating men. Like this just doesn't vibe with me. Yeah. And literally woke up one morning and sent a message to my friends, and I'm like, all right, that's it. I'm dating women now.
And that was it.
That's it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay, we have heaps more questions for you, Eloise. Stick with us. You are on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
We are in the studio chatting with the amazing Eloise Tompkins a bit about living authentically and her coming out story as well. And I wanted to ask you, do you think there was a bit of fear around admitting to what you were feeling from a young age, or you were just oblivious to those feelings up until last year?
Bit of both, bit of column A, bit of column B. I think very much it was not feeling connected with my body, or not feeling safe to connect with my body. And I think, again, I can't speak for everyone in the queer community, but I think there is a lot of disconnection that we go through, especially for women, but also just in the sense of not connecting with how we're truly feeling. And I think I was so disconnected from that from a very young age, that anytime I would have attraction towards a female or a woman, then my body would not feel safe. And so it was kind of that experience for me. And then, I don't know, through doing a lot of my own work myself, through therapy or whatever, I started to feel safer in my own body. And I think for me, that's where the authenticity comes in, because it's about bridging that gap between the mind and the body, which then allowed me to really explore my sexuality and kind of feel confident in doing that.
Yeah.
I love this, because coming out for everyone is such a different thing. And we don't talk enough about how many people do it in different parts and stages of their lives. I think it's really great. And thank you for sharing and talking with us today.
I think it's so important that we do have these conversations. I went on a retreat, I don't even know what year it is. Maybe it was last year or this year. I don't know. Sometime recently, where we had this opportunity to sit down and share our queer stories. And it was so empowering to hear everyone's different stories. And I think that, yeah, it's wonderful to kind of be able to talk about it and share it, because I know my partner's experience is very different to mine. And at the same time, there are people out there who have come out later. And I know that for me, I felt like I didn't necessarily belong in the community.
Yeah. On that note, so I was thinking about Dean and I, both are really big personality types. You're a psychologist, and maybe you can answer this. We both came out quite young, Whereas some people come out much later in life. Do you think there is something to do with personality types that makes people come out earlier or later in life? Or is it more a sign of the environment that we've been brought up around? Why do you think some people feel more confident or realize this thing about themselves earlier versus later?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I think, I don't know whether it's personality. I think it's column A, column B, at column C, column D. There's a few different things that contribute to that. I think, though, that some people definitely do have more supportive families. I know for me, I did not. And coming out at an earlier age would have been really scary. And, you know, I needed to keep myself safe in that environment. But I also think that there's elements of, like, sexuality is a spectrum. And there was a point where I did think I was attracted to men. And even now, like, I'll say to my partner, I'm like, what am I? I don't know what my label is. Am I attracted to men or am I not? I don't know. And I don't
and
think I am.
And that's okay. That's my big thing. I love hearing from people when they're like, my label has changed, or my label is different. My label doesn't need to be this. I think sometimes we can hear LGBTIQA+ and we think we have to sit in one spot when we don't.
Absolutely. And I think my label's definitely changed and fluctuated as I become more confident in my identity, but also it may change in the future. Who knows? Mm. And I think that's kind of the nice thing about being a part of this community, is that it can ebb and flow. And I think that's where authenticity again comes into it, because you, as long as you're being true to yourself, the label doesn't really matter at the end of the day.
Amazing. We're going to find out a little bit about how your life has changed since coming out.
Joy.
And this morning we're talking with embodiment coach and psychologist Eloise Tompkins, who's sharing their own coming out experience with us here on the show, and we're loving it.
Yes. Eloise, I wanted to ask, how has your life changed in the period of time since coming out?
It has been like going back to that authenticity. I feel like I am finally living my true life, and I've literally never been happier. So it's been really incredible because Rach is just sitting there like, oh,
Dean's happy snapping dad. All over the place.
We love it. Like, this is what I love to hear, especially in Pride Month.
Well, yeah, I know. Although, yeah, I love it as well. And I think that it's, I don't know, like, it's just been incredible. Like, it has changed my life in so many ways, just being able to be true to who I am. I have met my partner and just couldn't imagine a more beautiful relationship, and could never have envisioned this life for myself. And it's really kind of cool to, it's not how I expected my life to go. I expected a hetero life for myself. And it had a little bit of an adjustment in terms of seeing what my life path would look like. But I think that's just the culture that we've been exposed to, which I think is shifting for the younger generation slowly. I know that it's not easy still, but it's getting there. And I really like to see that. And I think that all of the representation on TV, like, would that have changed things for me? But yeah, it's definitely been incredible. And I'm so glad that I was able to be true to myself.
Now that you are so happy and, like, you glow when you talk about how happy you are, do you have any regrets about not exploring that side of yourself sooner?
It's interesting because I think about that, and, I mean, for me it's all about mindset and how I think about it. I could be regretful, and I, you know, there is a part of me that does hold some regret, but on the flip side of that, there's also a lot of like, I couldn't have come out. And to be honest, and this is quite personal, and, you know, I'm mindful of our audience here, but I might not be here if I'd come out earlier, because things were really, really tough for me. So it's kind of that combination of things, in the sense of it happened at the time in my life that it needed to. And if I'd come out earlier, I wouldn't have met my amazing partner now, who I'm super grateful for. So I think for me, it happened the way that it was meant to.
I think the interesting thing for a lot of people in our communities who understand and know who they are at an earlier age and are able to step into the world and live their authentic life earlier, they can think that that's the case. You must regret it, or there must be this and that. But regret's a really interesting word to use, because, you know, looking on the past of your life and where you've elevated to now doesn't mean you regret where you've been. It just means these are the experiences that have made you who you are. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to live your most authentic life.
Well, I think as well, like, people who do come out earlier doesn't necessarily mean that they're living their authentic life. It means they're living authentically in one part of their life. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're authentic in all other different ways. And I think it's about drawing upon different parts of ourselves. And I think for me, I worked on authenticity in a lot of other ways in my life, which then allowed me to kind of slot this piece into place, which was almost a final piece, so to speak. So coming out, even though that can or is an integral part of authenticity, there are also other parts of ourselves that we do need to think about in terms of who we are in the world.
Absolutely.
Now, if people are listening and this is resonating with them, but they might be struggling to come to terms with something like their sexuality or their gender, what sort of advice would you give to them as someone who did come out later?
That it's okay to question, it's okay to not know all the answers, it's okay to change your mind and to fluctuate. And I, you know, sexuality, I think I have been learning, is very much a spectrum. It doesn't have to be so black and white. And you can dabble and explore and play, and it doesn't you don't have to have any particular labels. You can just exist in the world. The world likes to label you, because that's how other people or humans tend to categorize. But we can be self-compassionate and kind to ourselves and not necessarily label ourselves. And I find that really helpful for authenticity.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story with us this morning, Eloise. And if this has brought up any feelings for anyone listening and you want some extra support, there are LGBTQIA+ support services available. Head to joy.org.au/support and make sure you do seek support when you need it. Thanks again for joining us, Eloise.
Thanks so much for having me.
To find out more about Eloise, you can check out your schmancy new website, EloiseTompkins.com, and hopefully next time we can find out a bit more about what the She series is, because I did a little googly goo.
Someone's been doing a little bit of a stalky storm.
Yeah, well, I went to your website and I went, hello, this looks different. I like it. And there's a dog. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.